main part of their body and intended to be through their life of active program, I'd say, well, he's active in that program.
Well, so could you use active to refer to the way people acted?
No,
physically?
I'd have to say the way he acts.
So if I said, how does he act? You'd say, well, he's really very
nice.
Well, what about somebody that just jumped around all the time and was moving?
I'd say he couldn't be still and just jumping.
So you'd be...
Just a jumping. That's what I'd say. Couldn't be still.
And would there be any words you could refer to old people or young people by?
Not as I know of. I don't know of none of it.
And if your children stayed out later than, you know, than you like for them to, you'd say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling just a little...
uneasy about it.
And if you said, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, you know, and I said, well, why? And you said, well, I'm...
superstitious.
And so what would that mean?
That means you just with a fear on you, I reckon. That's what I've always meant.
Is there any other way to say that? Am I superstitious?
Not as I know of. I just will always talk to people to be that.
Would you say I'm
afraid or something like that? And the biggest portion of us is.
What would you call a place like along a dark road or like by a graveyard where you wouldn't want to go? You'd say it was a what kind of place?
That was a booger place. It'd be dangerous to go through. It would be nowadays with girls, and it's never that bad with boys.
Well, you might say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
will be later when she gets out amongst the traffic.
Well, if she's been afraid in the past, you know, but she's not now, you say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
will be.
Well, would you ever say
used to be, will be, or used to be, whichever. Just whichever popped in my mind, I expect that's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, now, you might say, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
didn't used to be afraid.
And if somebody leaves a lot of money around on the table, they leave the door unlocked, you know, you say, well, he's a mighty...
careless person.
And you might, if you were talking about somebody in your family or some, you know, that was acting a little funny.
I'd say, well, he's just acting a different way than he used to act. There's something wrong.
Well, if you were talking about your aunt or something, you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with my aunt. But sometimes she acts kind of...
stupid or something.
Well, now, would you ever use the word queer there?
Well, yeah. And they do. They're all in life. It's all around in some of the people. There's a lot of old people act that way.
Which way is that?
And they act like they don't care for you around them, or they don't want nothing done for them. And it's just, now, that's why they're putting you off. They lose your mind.
So they're kind of...
kind of losing their mind and don't want to be...
And what's that word?
I'd call them superstitious.
Would you say they're kind of
queer? Query. You know, they get curious and in the ways.
Well, now, give me a few examples of how you use the word queer like that.
It would be their action from the mind and the way they done.
Would you ever say, he is a queer?
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Now, what would it mean when you said that?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he's just curious.
Alright. Now, if somebody makes up his mind, you know, and you can't change